So, hey, today our title is God Isn't in a Hurry. And our verse is Psalm 41:40.1. I waited patiently for the Lord's help, then he listened to me and heard my cry. So God isn't in a hurry with our spiritual growth. You know, we may think he is, but he's not. He's using our current circumstances to develop our character and make us stronger. We have to be patient, because he is patient. You know, most people, me, on the other hand, are impatient. Many of our problems are caused by our inability to wait. You know, we might get into debt because we don't know how to delay gratification, buying things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like. You know, some people even get into relationships they shouldn't get into because they don't know how to delay gratification. They say, I want it now. I don't want to wait. Or I want companionship now, even if it's with the wrong person. And their impatience leads to problems every time. The good news is that with prayer, you can recover from the problems and bad decisions that have been caused by our impatience. Remember, the Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord's help. Then he listened to me and heard my cry. Remember, God is never in a hurry. There's not one example in the Bible of Jesus running anywhere. In fact, it took him 3 days to go a mile and a half to get to his friend Lazarus, who was very sick. And by the time Jesus got to him, it was too late. Lazarus had already died. But Jesus had a bigger plan in mind. He didn't want to heal Lazarus. He wanted to raise him from the dead. He wanted to do a miracle. And that's exactly what happened. Jesus walked up to Lazarus' tomb, told him to roll the stone away, and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he did. You know, sometimes the situation gets so bad that it makes you want to take matters into your own hands, but don't take shortcuts. Instead, trust in God's perfect timing. And just so you know, God's timing is always perfect. And trust in his perfect timing and expect a miracle. The Bible says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. God already knows what he's going to do in your life next month, next year, and in the next decade. His timing is perfect. His plan for your life is good, and it's worth waiting for. The thing I have to keep reminding myself, because I'm a type A personality, I'm always trying to fix things and take care of things. I have to remind myself, be still and know that I am God. I have to keep reminding myself that he's in control, not me. You know, so the three questions today, what's the number one change you would like to experience in your life? And what do you do to sometimes speed this change along? How does knowing that God isn't in a hurry affect your patience level? And what would life look like for you if you relaxed more and trusted God's timing? Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We always need that reminder that you are in charge, and that God, that you are in control of our life, and you have our entire life planned out. What we're going to do in the next minute, 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 years. God, you know what you have for us. And God, I pray that we can trust you and put our trust in you, that you are in control. Thank you for this day. Thank you for letting us spend time together, God. We love you so much. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.